Pinkerton returned to Chicago and resumed directing his detective agency, which subordinates like George Bangs had been managing in his absence. His sons William and Robert joined the firm. The mushrooming of factories, telegraphs, railroads, and banks in the 19th century's second half brought in a huge amount of business for Pinkerton's National Detective Agency, which hired out guards and spies for strike-breaking robber barons, caught pilfering employees, and hunted bandits preying on companies. With lawlessness rampant across the Midwest, Southwest, and Wild West, his detectives became penny press celebrities, chasing notorious train and bank robbers such as the Reno brothers, the Rube Barrow Ring, and the Jesse James Cole Younger gang. New York officials offered the 48-year-old Pinkerton the job of superintendent for the city's police force, but he was making far too much money as a private detective to consider it seriously. By 1868, he had $1 million a year business with branches in New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. Until the Justice Department began the Bureau of Investigation, forerunner of today's FBI, in 1908, Pinkerton's agency was the country's only national police force to speak of, boasting voluminous files and photos on criminals, scores of operatives roaming the country, and even liaisons with police departments in Europe to trade tips on international culprits. Pinkerton never forgot his Civil War comrades. He sent Bangs to Richmond to locate Timothy Webster's grave and ship his remains to Illinois for burial in the soil of a loyal state. On a slab of marble in the Onarga Cemetery south of Chicago was chiseled, "Timothy Webster, I died for my country." New Year's Day in 1868, Pinkerton sat at Kate Warren's bedside when she died in her sleep at age 35 after a long illness. He kept up regular correspondence with McClellan, who was elected governor of New Jersey in 1878, Chase, whom Lincoln eased out as Treasury Secretary and then appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and Seward, who retired to Auburn, New York in 1869.